As intrusive as the motherfucker.
You want to swat what out of your face, Ken?
This microphone.
Is it too much? I can cock it down and point the tip up. No, seriously, I can cock it.
Do you grab it by the shaft and then twist it up quickly? No. Or is it more of a jerking motion?
No, if you grab it by the shaft, right there in the middle, a little further down.
I've never had somebody comment me on my technique before.
No, right there. Okay, now pull that down. Stop jerking off my microphone.
You said pull it down. I'm pulling it down. Oh.
Your mic? No, down, Ken. That down. There you go.
There you go.
Now a little further down. Further down. Now cock the tip up. Get my microphone. Don't lick the tip of my microphone. You don't know where that's been. I don't know where that's been.
I just got herpes.
Herpalosimplex can.
Now where?
Now just at the actual microphone joint there, bend it up. Is that less intrusive?
Is that less intrusive? Does it still sound good?
Yeah, it sounds okay.
I'm trying to enunciate today clearly, quietly.
Maybe drag it out just a little bit, because I'd love to have the tip pointing at your mouth. Shut up, Ken.
Tip pointing at my mouth.
That's almost perfect. Now up just a little bit right there. Okay, give me a shot.
Up just a little bit right there.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. Should I talk like this the whole time? Is this my radio voice? Every douchebag has a radio voice. Is this my radio voice?
Ken, that sounds fantastic.
That does sound fantastic, Harv. I am ready to get this shit on right now.
Okay, well then let me just do a quick sound check.
And this is how I'm going to talk for the whole show.
We are taping.
All right, we're trying out new voices for Ken this season.
Oh my God. All right, Ken, well...
You look like a cancer patient, by the way. Why did you get so close to the scalp?
I used the same setting I used to trim my beard.
No, don't do that. Don't get so close. Leave a little out.
You should see me when I'm wearing all black.
I feel bad for you. I feel like I should give you some bone marrow or something right now.
Give us bone marrow, Ken.
I will do a walk-a-thon to get you some bone marrow. By walk-a-thon, I will sit there and pledge to do it, and then I won't do it.
I don't think we should be joking about it.
No.
Okay, great. Now I need to start out with a Stoner Chat apology. Thanks for that.
Stoner Chat apology. Stoner Chat apology.
So sorry. Didn't mean to do it.
Okay, I meant to do it. But I'm sorry. Nah, hell, it was mostly Ken's fault. But I'm sorry. Not really.
Stoner Chat would like to apologize if the previous segment offended any of the following groups.
Everybody got offended by that joke, and I apologize. That was just wrong to start out with.
Cancer patients. The bald. Is bald the correct term?
The bald and pale.
The balding. Everybody else.
And Everett. I'd like to apologize to Everett for saying he had...
It is slappable, though. Here, check it out.
A bad haircut. I apologize for saying... Nah. Let's stop that. That makes for wonderful listening entertainment.
Yeah, just a little head slapping going on. All right.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
All right. This is Stoner Chat. Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Stoner Chat with me, your host, Everett Hervey, and I got Ken here. What's going on, dude?
Hey, hey, hey!
Well, it's the one-year anniversary of Stoner Chat, Ken. How's it going?
It's just a sad day.
It's not a sad day. It's a wonderful day. I just hit myself right in the crotch.
With your skinny jeans?
I'm not wearing skinny jeans.
Since Season 1, he has gone off and bought himself a pair of skinny jeans.
They're not skinny jeans.
He's trying to fit in with the kids of the day.
I'm working.
He has very little movement. Let's just say that. No. You are lucky that you just listen and do not see this.
No,
I've known this man long enough to say this is not a pretty sight.
No, I'm working a new show backstage downtown, and I threw out all my old jeans because they were all ripped and faded and stuff. I wasn't expecting to do another show, so I went and bought a pair of jeans.
Trying to fit in with the kids.
I'm not trying to fit in with the kids. They're not skinny jeans.
Hey, boys, you want to go out and party? Look at me in my skinny jeans.
They're not skinny jeans.
I look great, don't I?
They're not skinny jeans,
Ken. Balls hanging up against the side just for you to see.
They're a little snug in the balls.
See, they are. He admits to that. That's because they're gross.
They haven't been broken in.
He's been driving by the high schools too much. What did the boys wear today? Them skinny jeans. I like jeans.
They're not.
I like slim fit jeans. Slim fit,
yes,
skinny?
Yes, they are slim fit jeans.
Okay, let me say this. Slim and skinny are the same fucking word. It's just a
No,
skinny and slim.
No, slim is here and skinny is here.
Would you say that slim guy is skinny? Yeah, would you say that skinny guy is slim? Pretty fucking much.
Look, these are skinny jeans.
So do you need
help
with your algebra homework this weekend, or are we going to be able to, you know, because we'll get you to school by 8:30 on Monday.
I bought the proper size.
Test.
I bought the proper, although.
Give me your fucking, where'd you get them from?
No, I don't even know if I should tell you about.
Where'd you get them
wait,
from?
Wait, I don't even know if I should tell you about what I bought with them. I'd forgotten about this.
If you say a Pokemon t-shirt, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I needed a black shirt also, right? Because all my old ones are a little bit faded, and I wanted them to be the same shade.
Hot Topics didn't have just a plain black t-shirt.
I wanted it to be the same shade as the new fucking jeans.
As the new jeans?
You made yourself laugh on that one.
I would fucking kill you if you said Hot Topics.
No. I
I'd hate for you to shop at the same store I shop at.
No, I am a little embarrassed where I bought them, so I'm not going to tell you the store. No, but I was going through a bin, it was next to the 2 for $5.
Hard to keep all the lies straight with my skinny jeans, isn't it?
It was a $5 bin, any shirt for $5. So I grabbed what I thought said Ralph Lauren. And it was just a black shirt, and it was XXL. And I figured extra, extra large Ralph Lauren would probably be a large on me, right? Because of skinniness, you know. This was my thought process, Ken. Hang on.
There was no thought process.
It was $5. I picked it up. Turns out, there's a Jennifer Lauren.
You were putting on women's shirts?
I didn't put it on. When I got it home, I realized...
Dad, you can't read? A number one, you can't read. Number two, you look wonderful in a woman's 5X.
Thank you.
Number three, it goes perfectly with your skinny jeans.
So technically, I bought a woman's top and some slim fit jeans.
Let's go out to this week and we'll complete the ensemble with a nice pair of pumps.
I can't believe we spent the first, 4 minutes talking about my crotch area.
I didn't talk about crotch area. I'm talking about the jeans in general.
They look okay. Oh, by the way, you did take a picture of what you believe to be the skinny jeans. We're going to post that on our website.
Are the right size, right? They are your right size.
They're the correct waist and leg size, man.
When's the last time you measured yourself? Not where I'm offering to measure you.
Go get a tape measure. Stoner Chat segment, Measuring Harv. Go get a tape measure.
This is your place. I don't wear a fucking tape measure.
Neither do I.
Big surprise there.
Well, there's probably
there's one here.
Well, there's probably one in the utility room, but I actually don't want you doing my inside leg.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That's why I was like, really?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of
because I got to tell
snugness here.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Snugness here.
Right now, I'm not wearing it on the left or the right. I can't move, Ken. These are way too tight, man. They're too tight. Okay.
But you know what? There's one good thing to him wearing skinny jeans, with it basically cutting off the blood supply to his testicles. We don't have to worry about this genetic code getting passed on.
Hey, so you think before I put on the skinny jeans, I could have gotten me some?
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Hey, I've had some of the sex.
The sex?
I've had some of the sex.
With a person?
Yes.
Other than yourself?
Yes.
A female?
Yes. Some sex. I've had some of the sex.
A female?
Yeah. Yes, Ken. A female. As a human, too. Don't even go there. Okay, so we're on
the... Hold the motherfucking boat!
What?
With a female.
Ken! This is not the time for this. Yes.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. You were like, I had me some of the sex, and I'm like, hold up.
There's been sex. It's over there. Now.
All right, and this is Stutter Check. That is gross. I am fucking got to get out of here.
It was right there.
Oh!
and right there, actually.
Right here, right here.
Right there where your hand is. That's right where it happened, Ken. Oh yeah, last month we broke a record for feed hits. We broke our own record
for comments, horrible comments.
No, I'm serious, man. We We got something like four. It was just over 400, I think, which is pretty good.
And I don't listen to it, so.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, of course you don't listen. Why would you listen to Stoner Chat?
Why would I? I'm there. I did it. I'm good.
Yeah. So don't want y'all to forget, coming up later in the hour, sexual questions for Ken. What you think about porn? How do you do it, Ken style? Please do not elaborate on that. No, 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 no. Sexual questions for Ken. Everyone's favorite segment, Ken. It's everyone's favorite segment.
Oh God.
I was gonna try a new segment called Provoking Ken.
Let's go. Now, hold on. I say let's go, but hold on.
Well, you see, I was gonna wait for Brett to be here because he was gonna be the judge. He was gonna give a point Harv if I could get you wound up enough to be like what? You know, just.
But like I said, is there any personal information gets brought out to provoke me?
I don't know. I seem to be getting you a little wound up just by the mere mention of the possibility of the game.
Because I know you and how ruthless.
No. I wouldn't be ruthless. It was just things like I heard that they killed Peter Parker off in the normal Marvel universe, the normal Marvel. I'm pretty sure it was the normal Marvel universe, and they killed him off.
Nope, not gonna get me.
No, I don't know what. No, I'm 100%. I am 100% positive that Peter Parker is gone, dead, done. Web of Spider-Man has been snuffed. And they're bringing in a new Spider-Man, and I think it's a chick. I think it's a chick, and I'm pretty positive about that. And so go ahead and blog about that. It's going out there, and let's get that topic going, because the new Spider, I guess it's Spider-Girl, isn't it, Kim? But I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they're thinking.
You are correct.
I am correct on that.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. You're correct.
Yeah, good. And also, I wanted to tell y'all that I have emailed a local. I have
I'm going to fucking punch his head in.
I have emailed a local Mind radio station about about
another thing. Will punch his head
about Stoner Chat.
He's still on Provoking Ken. He is gonna get killed here in a second. keep fucking around.
I have emailed a local radio station about hopefully bringing Stoner Chat to the radio, which would be fantastic. I haven't heard back. But
he wrote it in crayon. He wrote it in crayon.
It was an email. No, it was an email, and I gave details about sexual questions for Ken and all our segments.
Really?
Actually, I came up with a couple of new segments. I was thinking about letting Brett pick a track for the segment, and we could call that Brettish Airwaves.
I'm gonna kill him.
or maybe Pawn Shop Booty. Did I tell you about Pawn Shop Booty?
No, don't tell me about Pawn Shop Booty.
I go to a pawn shop and I get like a big, like a bunch of like DVDs, like for $1 each, and we just give them away. Pawn Shop Booty.
To who?
To a caller in.
Caller in?
Yeah, on the radio station, Ken. Someone will call in, and we'll play a game, and we'll give away some pawn stuff. Someone could get a chance to win back their own stuff.
And that would be good, because...
You could win back your own stuff.
That you pawned away because you didn't like it to begin with?
Well, you see, that's how I would bring in our first sponsor, Ken. We could mention the pawn shop like dozens
there
and dozens
will be
of
no,
times.
There will be no radio show.
Twitching just a little bit, Ken. I think if Brett were here, he would have just given me a point on that one.
No. I punched my ankle in a rapid, thrusting motion because I enjoy it. It's something I do on a regular.
I think this is a point Harv, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, Ken, you're trapped in a pantry, okay?
Help!
No,
no one's here! I can't get out of the pantry!
All the servants have left.
And I can't leave.
And you are stuck. You just wandered in there to check it out, and it got shut. And the guy had an iPod on, so he didn't hear you.
Now, you say pantry.
Yeah.
Not a freezer.
No, you're in a pantry. You're not in any imminent danger.
What's in this pantry?
completely stocked pantry. Everything like flour and your cereal grains and...
So no actual food.
You can find stuff to eat. You're not in any imminent danger. You could probably find granola bars.
When I think pantry, I think there's all sorts of shit.
Yeah, exactly. You got plenty of stuff in there.
Hot sodas.
You getting hungry is not a problem. Hot sodas, plenty of them. Plenty to drink. In fact, that's the problem.
How big is this pantry?
Not big enough to where you can get claustrophobic. Let's say it's a walk-in pantry, like maybe the size of a walk-in fridge in a restaurant. You know?
All right.
Okay.
I could get claustrophobic still.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Big enough to have a corner to pee and poop in.
Well, you see, here's where we get to it. You don't have to poop because you just went.
You don't fucking know me, sir.
But
you do not know me, sir.
Someone's going to be there tomorrow. You can hold it for 24 hours, Ken.
Is there something where... Is there like a jar of pickles in there, let's say?
There is a jar of pickles. But you don't have to poo. That's not the problem.
That's fine. Pee in the pickle jar and just...
Well, that's my question. That was going to be my question. What do you pee in? Because I would have chosen the Cheerios. So the Cheerios are mine. What would you have... Is pickle jar? Is that what you're going with?
Pickle jar. Because I can eat the pickles, drink the juice.
Oh, okay. You almost grossed me out there for a second. You really need to watch your...
Eat the pickle.
So you're going to pee in it and then eat the pickles.
I'm going to fucking eat the pickles then pee in it.
Oh, okay.
And then if I have to poop, I can just poop in the pickle jar as well. Or I'll just pour the pickles out.
Do you think you'd be able to target it well enough to poop into a pickle jar? What if it was...
No, you just sit on fucking the jar.
How the fuck are you going to sit on a pickle jar?
Very carefully.
Naked? You're in a pantry, naked, squatting on a pickle jar.
Put the pickle jar on the floor. If the most pantries will have some kind of shelving, grab onto the shelving, position yourself against the wall, and put your ass, basically almost spread your cheeks, put it on the top of the pickle jar, and fucking blow ass into it. People have fucking done it before.
People? Homeless people
piss in pickle jars and shit in pickle jars all the time.
You've seen this.
You ever heard about people that have those jars they collect with... Like, old people, it's gross. But yeah, people will look the shit up. I'm sure you can find somebody online who's like, I pissed and pooped in a pickle jar. Or in some kind of jar, not necessarily a pickle, any kind of jar. People do that shit all the time. I've heard it before. So
I wasn't offended because it was specifically a pickle jar.
Now I'm offended by Ken, I am offended. This is what I got offended at more than anything else.
Stoner Chat would like to apologize if the previous segment offended any of the following
people
groups.
Who piss and shit in pickle jars.
The homeless.
Like I said, people who piss or shit in pickle jars.
Manufacturers of pickle products.
Wow.
But they had to be dill. None of that butter shit. Butter pickled. Sweet pickles.
Bread and butter pickles?
Oh, yeah.
Ken, we're from the South. We eat bread and butter pickles.
I eat bread and butter on separate fucking things. I don't have them in a pickle.
When
I get
that
a pickle,
shit
I want
on a
dill.
Damn ham sandwich, Ken.
I will beat you with a pickle here in a minute.
I'm talking cream cheese, onion, ham, bread and butter pickle.
Ugh.
Jump on it.
Ugh.
Flip it like a hotcake. All right.
You know what we bought this weekend?
What's
fluff.
Marshmallow fluff?
I'm going to put it on a... It's a dollar. I'm like, God damn.
Of course it's a dollar.
Fluff is cheap as shit.
Of course it's a dollar.
It's fluff.
It's made from...
Marshmallow fluff.
I don't even know what it's made
from. It's marshmallow fluff. That's what it's called, marshmallow.
Does it come from an animal?
Comes from a land down under.
Really?
No, that's Nutella.
Oh.
What, you ever had Nutella before?
I have not.
You would like it. It's like a hazelnut chocolate thing.
Hmm.
Kind of thin cookies.
Ken, I can't fit into the skinny jeans now, man.
And whose fault's that?
My balls are so restricted right now, Ken.
Your head is turning a slight shade of red.
I'm seriously considering changing pants.
You know when you can change pants? When I walk out the door from the end of this. Suffer. This is your dumb, dumb fate for fucking buying skinny fucking jeans.
Slim fit jeans.
Ironic, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it? Slim fit? And how are they fitting?
Very, very slim. I don't know if that's ironic. Damn.
Horrible. I look. I'm not saying you're big, but in that area, in the waist area, I would say slim fit
oh,
is...
I see the irony. Oh, I'm going to get a yeast infection over this motherfucker, kid. Whew.
All right, everybody, just to do a play-by-play right now, he is up about 3 to 5 feet from me. With his hand in his crotch area, rubbing it around. That is why he's breathing heavier, if you've noticed the breathing change.
It had to be done, Ken.
God, that was fucking gross.
Sorry. I could have turned away from you, but then I just...
He's smoking a cigarette now.
I'm not smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke. All right. Whew. Whew. Didn't get any better than that, Ken. All right.
God. He just looks at me. He's got all this glow in his eye now from this. He's like, I just put my hand all over my dick looking at you the whole time, talking to you, recording this show.
No,
there's
just...
not a damn thing you can do about it. You are stuck, motherfucker.
That's not it. No, that's not it, Ken. It's just... I was really in pain there, and now it's just better.
Do you need a moment?
No, I'm all right.
You want to take a sip of something to drink?
I will. Thank you. Warm. All right.
That's what his hand was just a minute ago. Warm. He's like, right, how's that smell?
Pretty good. We've had a spike in Chinese listeners.
Oh, fuck.
Now, wait a minute. I
did you hear that since 90-something, the techno-hacking from China has increased? Now they're trying to get to our show.
They're trying to get in the Stoner Chat?
Trying to find out our secrets.
Ni hao.
See our connection to the Pentagon, which you know we have.
We do not. The only connection I have to the Pentagon is that I can draw one.
He can't. Don't let him fucking.
It's true. I'm sure it's like not a proper pentagon.
Almost, or a like a trapezoid. It's rhombus. Never a rhombus. Pentagon. He fucks up, and it's like, you ever seen somebody try to draw a star before? That's him.
It would be hilarious if the Pentagon were a trapezoid.
It was just a square.
Yeah, it wouldn't make. I mean, it wouldn't make
a square.
Actually, come to think of it, a square would make as much sense, or a triangle. Same on all sides.
Yeah. The Pentagon.
Yeah. Pentagon's all right. Got no problems with Pentagon?
Nope. Nope. We love the government.
All right. Let me tell you what.
You can edit all that shit out. Start talking about the government shit, and I'm like, oh, no, that's too much unwanted attention.
You're fine. You're fine. Everything's fine. We get hits from Washington, D.C.
Great.
About the Chinese listeners. I talked to one of my other... Stoner Chat guests, Century, and he was postulating.
If you're in China and you're listening to this, means you're maybe okay, maybe not. People fucking do some fucked up shit. There's a place over there where they take guys, and they work in the mine all day, and at night, you know what they make them do? Play World of Warcraft all night long, just like go in there and just. All night long grinding. And you know why? Because you can sell the gold from World of Warcraft and make money in real life. That's how what people... I mean, that and the whole adoption, like the whole how many children you can have and that, all that.
The one child rule?
Yeah, and then the girls, they want the guys, so they throw girls in the orphanages. And, sucks. Sucks you people can't have your own free will.
Well, Century was...
Sucks over there.
Well, Century was... posing the theory that maybe they were using Stoner Chat since it was free to teach torture. English. No, to teach English.
God, horrible, horrible English.
Yeah, that's
kind of... the worst people to teach English.
Well, can
hello,
you...
Hello, Mr. Ken-san! You
Ken! Fucking... No! Whatever you were about to do, don't do it!
I wasn't about to do anything.
you got me a little nervous there, Ken.
Why?
You said Mr. Ken-san. First of all, that's Japanese.
See, shows how much I know.
Wow. What was I going to say?
What would it be?
Oh, Century. He was posing the theory, or hypothesizing. That's what I was trying to say. Postulate? Anyway. Is that a word? Postulate?
I think so. Huh. Postulate a question?
Ejaculate?
I'm going to fucking slap shit out of you, say something. That ain't had anything to do with anything.
Well, no. If you say something, I think technically that's ejaculating. I'm going to check the definition on that for next time. Make a little note here. Just write down ejaculate. Because I am pretty sure to say something is to ejaculate it.
I just did. And again. And again.
Okay, I see. And again.
I see, I'm using your definition.
I see your point.
You've looked at me like, gross. That is the grossest thing you could possibly do in here.
I can't think. I can't think of a better lead-in for sexual questions for Ken.
Let's see which ones he'll answer today.
What you think about porn? How do you do it, Ken Stott? Please do not elaborate on that. No, 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 no. Sexual questions for Ken. Okay, we have one here from Laura. Ken, have you ever had sex with a blind or a deaf girl?
No, I have not.
Okay. Why did I get a look for that?
Because it was about to go wrong in so many ways, and I just couldn't see myself going down that road.
Really?
Yeah, just couldn't hear for it.
Huh. I just caught that. God damn it, Ken!
No, I have not. Have not.
Okay.
Have not, just because I've never been an opportunity for anything like that. So,
right.
Even so, if I just knew a blind girl, deaf girl, I wouldn't try to have sex with her because she's a blind or a deaf girl. That's not.
So that's not something that would be off-putting for you.
Not off-putting. No, wasn't anything wrong. I was just never in a situation. And I'm saying because I knew a blonde girl or a deaf girl does not necessarily mean I would ever, in that parallel universe that's no way connected to our own.
Yes.
You know, that's just how I am.
Okay.
It's all about person, doesn't matter about the.
What about an amputee? That's not in the question, I'm just curious.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if I was in that parallel, fictional, alternate Star Trek universe where Spock is young again and he's with Uhura, it wouldn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you're into a person, you're into a person. Doesn't matter. I mean, if they were like just a head and shit rolling around, Futurama style.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, it's a fucking head. Like an amputee means an arm or a leg, but he's like strolling around with a fucking brain or something, rolling around with a conveyor belt. I'm fucking good.
No, wait.
Like hamster woman rolls up, I'm good. Wolf lady, I'm good. Like a human being with like some physical, you know, maladies, I can work around. I mean, as long as she doesn't have like a leprosy and shit where she's constantly losing shit. I mean, that's one. That's
so you're saying no to lepers?
No to lepers. Just find
okay.
It gross.
That's okay.
Can't, I mean,
you gotta draw the line somewhere, Ken.
I mean, yeah. Really? I gotta have some standards.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Not where my standards have dropped by necessarily doing any of what I just said, but.
No. Let's put it on the record. Ken says no to lepers.
Anybody with Ebola?
No Ebola matics. Ebolites. Ebolakians? Huh. Anyway, people from Ebola is what Ken's saying.
No, people with Ebola.
Ken.
Everett.
This is from L.
What up, L?
What's up, L?
Elefano.
Little upset that you put your name in quotation marks and didn't send in your first name, but that's okay. I mean, it's okay. I don't know that any of these are real, so I'm not going to get down on you. I'm not going to talk shit about you putting your name in quotation marks.
Sure thing, F.
All right, so would you...
No.
If your girlfriend asked you
to... Nope.
Shave off all of your body hair?
Maybe. Depends on what...
It's something you think about?
Depends on the conditions.
Exactly.
I'm allergic to human hair.
Okay, so let's assume it's not a medical reason. Let's assume it's a voluntary
reason.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a sex reason. She's just curious. Because it's going to grow
always
back.
I'm always down for one time. But
okay.
I can guarantee you after that one time, I'd probably be like, what the fuck? You ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where he shaves his chest?
Yeah.
I'm a hairy fucking man. Hmm. And I just know that I don't have a week or two to sit there going, oh, God. Oh, God. The itching all over. It won't stop. God. No. Fuck that. I'm so good. One time, these jackasses I knew, they shaved my entire leg.
Yeah, sorry about that.
When I passed out.
Sorry, there was a little bit of ambiguity there. So, yes on the shaving, no on the shaving?
Yeah, I'd try it one. I mean, if she fucking wanted me to, maybe I'd try it one time.
Okay.
But other than that.
So, if she wanted you to be bald and stay bald, you'd have to have a serious discussion about that?
Buy some Nair. What? Is that how you shave your poops?
No, it's a white whale. White whale discussion. what the hell?
White whale. You know he's gonna kill you. you know he's gonna kill you, right? Like, you just know this.
Well, one day.
You keep bringing him up into it. He's gonna fucking kill you. Because, like, me and you, I can do it. But him, he's pretty much like, oh no. You'll never see me there, Ishmael.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's already. Ishmael, nice. He already told me that he's refusing to come on Stoner Chat because he's too Googleable.
Already Googled himself in the shower one time too.
Yeah, I bet he does. Well, he takes that waterproof iPhone in there and he's just like, he Googles himself all night long. But okay, so yeah, right. I guess if he says he's never coming on, I guess I'll just have to tell the stories without him. And he won't be here to give context, so...
We'll see how that goes. Maybe next
time. God, I guess I hadn't really thought this through.
We gotta think of some stories about the white whale.
Okay, so let's start with Nair. In third grade...
No names. White whale. White whale. You can't give his name away. Damn it.
Are we calling him the white whale?
Yeah, white whale.
So from now on, he's referred to as white whale.
That way he doesn't get Googled. He's happy.
We don't want you to get Googled. We don't want you to get Googled.
We don't want him to get Googled.
Okay. So,
I understand what he's talking about. I got you. I understand where he's coming from.
What's white whale his ass? All right. So in third grade, was in the shower.
White whale. God. Damn it. Fucking shit. We passed it like a proclamation. From now on, he was known as the white whale.
I didn't even do that one on purpose. Okay, so.
In third grade, dumbass and white whale, they were playing with Nair.
All right, no. So in third grade, white whale was in the shower. And he grabbed what he thought was shampoo. And it turned out it was his mother's Nair. And he washed his head with Nair. And he showed up the next day completely Mr. Clean bald.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And we were all like, white whale, what the hell, man? And
it's a work for you to do it. Because you've told these stories so many times. You guys say messed up, think about it. Like, white whale and I were doing this. And then white whale looked at me.
And
I was like, white whale, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, white whale was like, oh, fuck. What's next?
Well, we have one more sexual question for Ken.
What's that? No, I will not have sex with you, Everett.
That's why I bought the skinny jeans, Ken. To try to get you in the mood.
Turn off. That's enough. Gotta go wash my hair with Nair.
Yeah. God. I wonder if I could sneak that into the shower somehow. Just to get him to do it again.
He would fucking kill you.
What if I could sneak it into his shampoo?
He would kill you.
I know he'd kill me, but, you know, it'd be funny.
No.
Plus, he's got way more hair now than when he was a kid, so as he was rinsing it off, it would probably dribble down him and streak him like some kind of weird tiger.
The white bear.
The white bear. Get your ass on Stoner Chat and we'll stop doing this.
The elusive cousin of the white whale, the white bear.
The white bear.
Slightly hairier.
Okay, so this is from Carly. And
excuse me.
It's a follow-up to one of last time's
sexual
questions for Ken.
I hate this shit. I hate it. Just like, oh, it's always like, hey, inopportune time. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody had a few minutes to write in, and they were listening from before, and they were listening to your response about drunk sex versus sober sex.
Oh, no. I remember this one.
Yeah, it was...
Thanks.
It was a great one.
Really? Really? A response to this? I don't want a response to this. I might startle you, Carly. You might not get your answer.
She found it interesting.
Oh, God. So, when you're drunk and you can't get it up, what do you...
No.
Because that was totally slip of words, and I didn't realize that until I looked at you and my brother laughing. You and my brother.
No, it was fine. It was fine. It didn't sound bad at all.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. You can't
look me in the eyes when you say that. No, you're looking away the whole time, then you look
I'm
up
I'm looking
after
right
that.
At you. It's fine.
Crotch.
It was fine.
That's my crotch.
It was fine.
That's my nose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
going to
knock you the fuck out.
I
don't have to take off a headset, so I've got a couple seconds on you here. Oh, you really better.
Also, I'm kind of quartered in here.
Without fucking some shit up, yeah, you're kind of screwed.
So Carly's question. This is Carly's question.
I don't fuck you two up, Carly. If you fucking hit me in a we'll trace an IP address or something here, and we'll figure this shit out.
So drunk sex versus sober sex. She wants to know what you're drinking. She just wants to know your drinking preference: beer, wine, liquor.
Beer.
Just beer?
I'll drink some wine occasionally. I like drinking some wine. And there haven't been a lot of it lately. Just situations.
Yeah.
But I've been known to not back a bottle of wine by myself, a couple bottles of wine by myself. It's a different feel. It's a nice feeling. I like it. I like a winter, drinking a little bit of wine. Give you that warm and fuzzy feeling. Now, liquor. I'll drink some liquor, too. I've just never been a liquor guy. I mean, I'll take a shot.
Liquor? Hardly know her.
I fucking knew that was coming. winter, I mean, depends on, like, summer I don't like getting all blottable and stank of liquor. Like, beer. I like a good beer. If I could just drink beer all the time, I would. Fall asleep early every day. No.
Is there a difference between which one of them gets you in the mood?
What, beer? No, I mean... Just depends on how many I have. If I have too many, I just want to pass out. I don't even care about it. Like, I've had a tendency back in the day just to drink, regardless of, and then just. I'll pass out hard, fall asleep hard. Once I'm like drunk and pass out, that's it. You can't wake me up.
You might want to clarify what you just said.
You can't wake me up from sleeping. That's it. You can't wake me up from sleeping. Son of a bitch.
That's why I flagged it down for you, man. I pass out hard.
Fuck you.
I pass out hard.
I pass out super hard. Super hard. To all the ladies. Pass out hard. All
right. That couldn't have gone better.
You could have not gone at all, which I was like, no, I don't want to do this because this is going to be the worst question of them all.
I tell you what, there were several people who wanted follow-ups on that. I picked kind of a tame one because I figured most of them you wouldn't want to answer.
I want you to, like, whenever you
It kind of ignited a bit of a fury in the email box.
Fury. Oh my god, what? That's an email every, what, 4 days?
Yeah, we got an email.
That's a fury right there. We got emails. Holy shit. We got emails. Fury.
Pretty much. People.
Yeah, I want you to, like, keep them and let me see them, the ones we don't use.
Can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Can't do it. Security reasons, Ken. You could be compromised, and then, I mean, who knows what could happen. Can you imagine me as a dentist?
No.
I thought my name kind of sounded like a dentist.
You'd be like the dentist I saw in Louis. Dirty,
I
dirty dentist.
I wouldn't be a perverted dentist.
Or I couldn't see you reaching in my mouth. Or
let me reach in your mouth.
No.
Just a little bit.
Okay, let me just say this. I just watched you play with your nuts here a minute ago. Just.
I'll go into the bathroom.
I've seen your bathroom. That ain't going to make any difference.
I'll go into the kitchen, wash my hands.
Okay, for this ever to happen, for you even to just put at your...
Let me put my hands in your mouth just a little bit on Stoner Chat.
No, hell no. You know what it would take for this to happen? You know when somebody gets exposed to, like, a fucking virus and shit, and they have one of those scrub-down things where, like, they get steamed in the fucking... It's like one of the steam-looking... things, they get sprayed all hard, then you have a suit of biohazard guys scrubbing them down. That's what it would take for me to let you put just a tad bit of your pinky into my fucking mouth. That shit ain't around. That shit ain't happening. Next fucking question.
Are you concerned about your brother's meat intake?
What he does in his personal time is none of my business.
Well,
next question!
Have you ever had a Bic lighter fail?
Yes.
Really? Just stop working?
Yeah, and it had plenty of fucking fluid and I couldn't get it going. I've had one or two.
Really? I've never had one fail in my entire life.
Pretty sure it was a Bic. I don't know why it would... yeah. I've had probably say one or two over the time. Now, Bic does make a damn good lighter. Compared to every other lighter. The tiny ones, the big ones. Then you have your special edition ones with your cheap plastic coating on the outside that turns it into a white lighter, the most accursed of lighters.
There's nothing wrong with white lighters, Cal.
Unlucky as shit.
It's a myth. It is a stoner myth that white lighters are unlucky.
They're unlucky. Do you want the white lighter? Fuck no, you can have it.
I got
a yellow.
Yeah, I guess it is yellow.
Yeah. See, nobody buys a white lighter on purpose.
And it was all yellow. That's yellow.
Next question. Sorry for the dramatic pause. Harper's reading and therefore the smoke is getting in his eyes, coming out of his ears. Where are you, Harv?
I think I've covered everything. I want to make sure I've got I want to make sure I've got everything absolutely covered before we get to the moment of Ken.
Oh, fuck. I forgot all about this shit.
A special surprise for Ken, and I think...
It's time. Do it. Fuck everything else. It's done. Everything's covered.
I think it is. Okay.
My jungle love.
We have a special musical guest today. We've got a very... I wouldn't say it's a custom track. It's Ken. Our musical guest is Ken.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of her because I have done something and I don't know what it is. And I'm going to beat the shit out of Harv.
And,
I don't know if it's going to be on mic or not.
Okay, basically, I'm going to... Don't worry, I'll cut it in so you can hear it.
You auto-tuned me, you son of a bitch.
I didn't auto-tune you. I have not auto-tuned you. I have taken you and put you into a... I've taken a track off the internet... we're gonna put his name up there. We're gonna try to link to him. I'm gonna try to see if I can find his actual website because I don't want to link to a place that isn't him. But he was listed as DJ AJM or Ajum or Ajum. I don't know how to pronounce it. It wasn't spelled phonetically. But we've got Ken Stoner Chat Ken, featuring DJ AJM or Ajum or Ajum.
Fucking kill him.
This is I Like to Get Drunk. So, we're gonna go ahead and spin that.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
And let me
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Originally what I wanted to do was I wanted to film
me and I said fuck no.
Exactly. I wanted to film Ken's response, but he said that's not happening. So what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna step over, I'm gonna give Ken my headset. And actually, is there one sitting over there? All right, we can go ahead and plug you in. If you want to plug into my computer right there, I will. I'll hook you up. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to film me, so that Ken can actually, you know, like attack me. So
I'll film.
All right, no filming. Ken says no filming. All right, so you ready? You ready there, Ken?
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
No, Ken, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. This could be number one. On the charts.
In Germany. We love David Hasselhoff. He's a beautiful man.
We love Stoner Chat Ken.
And David Hasselhoff.
All right, Ken. So I guess I'll just get your audio reaction to this.
Yes.
Okay.
I will slap a camera out of your hands.
Okay. And let me know if it's too loud or anything, because I can't actually hear because you're plugged in.
Is it playing now?
No, it's not playing now.
Still. Like, all this build-up, hit the fucking button, dude. God damn. And like, it was a damn movie, and you have to do all this.
Well, we were making this in the fall of 2011, and things were going good, and we, you know, had a good chemistry going and everything, and then one day I was like, fuck it.
You ready?
God damn, yes, I'm fucking ready. What happens with that? God.
All right, this is...
my reaction to you getting pissed off if you're not playing the song yet.
Okay, this is Stoner Chat Ken, featuring DJ AJM, and I Like to Get Drunk. It's time for what everybody's been waiting for. It's sexual questions for Ken. Mick wants to know your thoughts on drunk sex versus sober sex. Like, when you come in from a Saturday night, you know, when you come home from work, you know, what gets you going, Cam? What's your target, you know, area?
I like to get drunk. 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 That's my... If I like to get drunk, I like to get drunk. Two different loves.
Let's see.
Two different loves.
Let's see.
Two different loves.
Let's see.
Separate my two loves. My body might not be totally functioning the way I would like it to as far as when I get drunk, how drunk I get. Two different loves.
Let's see.
Separate my two loves. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. That's my... If I like to get drunk, I like to get drunk. Not like fall down. Well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, what were we saying?
My body might not...
I was just going to remix.
My body.
See that black thing in front of you? It's a microphone.
Well, that fucking light bulb went off real slow. God damn it.
Brad, is there anything you like to contribute on
this? I have nothing.
Brad has nothing to contribute on this particular question. Woo!
If you post this shit... If you post this scene, if you just post individual this scene out and post it, I'll fucking kill you.
I was thinking about
that. I'll fucking kill you.
I wanted this to be the
And Brett just spit all over my legs. He's so happy.
I wanted to make that the YouTube preview.
No, I'll fucking kill you.
Okay. All
right. My hand hurts. I'm laughing so hard. I'll fucking kill you, yes. That is a sentiment in that. It's like, if you post this, I'll fucking kill you. If you fucking post this, I'll fucking kill you.
No.
I'm gonna hear this too. Remix of this.
No, this is good.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. 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 I'm gonna fucking kill you.
So yeah. So that was that.
That was that. That was horrible. That was horrible. I should choke you with this headset cord right now.
Why? What do you mean? What you mean?
God, that was horrible.
That was
fantastic. I don't listen to myself. I told you, so the sound of my own voice, but that was horrible.
It's got a funky Euro kind of beat, Ken.
I'm going to fucking Euro beat you here in a second. Oh, God, that was horrible. Don't ever do that again.
Like, yeah, but I got to post it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, because now people have to know what we're talking about. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. It's good stuff.
You just put a snap, a sample at the end.
Nah.
And then go, and then here's the link.
Gotta play the whole thing.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate that. A little compromise. Thank you. Don't hit me with a shoe, please.
Easy and accessible.
All right, so...
I guess this is...
Yeah, that's all I really have, Ken. I really appreciate it, and yeah, if y'all want to listen to Stoner Chat Ken featuring DJ AJM, I Like to Get Drunk, we will post it.
I like to get drunk.
Just,
Here's a sample. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. I like to get drunk. When I get drunk, I get drunk. I like to get drunk. That's what it is. God, don't fucking get it. Don't go there. You would waste yourself a precious 2 or 3 minutes.
Download it and...
Or just listen to the last episode and then put some trashy Eurobeat behind it, and there you go.
Don't diss DJ AJM.
No, never.
Yeah. You know, because he did the wee-wee-wee-wee-wee thing and all that stuff. The boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. All that. He did all that.
He did that spinning thing with his hand and, like, made the beat.
He did all that, Ken.
Crazy.
That probably took upwards of 30 minutes.
Yeah, and like when he played it at the rave and was all in ecstasy and...
Yeah. Hey, what if you showed up at a rave where people were getting drunk?
I had to get drunk.
Okay, what if... Now, you know what? What if people... What if this actually did become a thing?
I would literally choke you the fuck out. Literally, I would come over here. Literally... I would break through that fog. I wouldn't come around the back door. I would break... Well, actually, your window's right there. I would break through the fucking window, drag you out, and choke you in the front lawn. Why? So everybody else could see me do this and know the reasoning. Did you hear that shit he posted online? I'm that guy. My life has not been the same since. Choked him out.
Two different loves. I see.
The love of choking Harv out, and the one of watching his life flee from his eyes. Two different loves.
So, yeah.
Motherfucker.
So thanks again, Ken. And you've taken your shoe off again.
Yeah, I think we're gonna.
You just want me to stop it from taping, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just trying to keep it going, keeping it going so that I don't get my ass kicked.
And there goes the mic. One second.
We'll see you next time. Hang on, don't turn off your mic. We got one more thing real quick.
Whoa, one more thing.
One more thing, yeah. Now, here it is. Your moment of Ken.
I'm going to fucking kill Harv. Trust me. Choke him out in his front yard. If you people on the internet do what I think you won't do, which is listen to this, we'll be safe. Otherwise.
See, you wanted to say no. You think they will listen to it because it's catchy. Because it's catchy. I like to get drunk.
No.
Like to get drunk.
I sound like an animal. I like to get drunk.
I like to get drunk. You know that could wind up somewhere.
God. I'll kill you.
Okay. See you next time.
Stoner Chat would like to thank Podbean.com for hosting this podcast. Stoner Chat is available for free download at the iTunes Store.